This meeting is now being recorded.
ها ادي الرقم الرقم خليه يخرج لك من الرقم اطرح الرقم اطرح ها ولا رقم التليفون ها مره طيب
Hello, good morning everyone. Sorry for the delay. Have you started the meeting, Pat? Good, so we are on standby.
Hello, Waleed. Waleed, this is Daher. Hello.
Yes, welcome, Daher. Hello.
Hi, Waleed. Yeah, I think Fahd is on the line. So let's see.
Good.
Okay, he's on the line. So let's see how many have we got. So Waleed, shall we give it a couple of more minutes, maybe more people will join, or we'd like to start?
Yeah, I think we can wait for a few more minutes.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay, let's get started. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Behra Hesma for the record. Welcome to our regular call for the Middle East and Adjoining Countries Strategy Working Group. This is our first call in 2018. It's also our first call during the second semester of the fiscal ICANN fiscal year 18. So I think we have an agenda. It's right on the screen, and we have few items to discuss between what is coming up in the next 6 months as far as our region is concerned. And then we're going to discuss the Middle East space at ICANN 61. And then we're going to discuss the strategy working group member engagement, and then any other business. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Waleed. Waleed, go ahead.
Thank you, Bahir. Apparently, we don't have not many members joining today, but hopefully they will join later, particularly as we have some session or some segments that require deliberation. The notion that we are new year may be a good way to refresh our perspective, and this comes at the heel of the Abu Dhabi ICANN, which was, I think, a very good milestone for the region. It lets us look into the future with more confidence that the Middle East is taking its position, its due place, not necessarily to the fullest extent, but it's beginning to take more importance and significance in the ICANN community. That being said, we need to work harder. I can tell from the activities that have been done so far by ICANN. I hope that many of you have looked at the plan and the implementation plan review. We can see already that there's been a significant work in various countries from the Gulf to other parts of the peninsula to North Africa. So there's a bit of progress, but still we have a long way ahead of us. We are at just over the half of the, let's say, term of this strategy working group. I'd say that the future looks positive. What I would like to use that opportunity to do is to engage the audience, the members, to look into what else can be done to improve the region's prospects in ICANN, also push for more, let's say, bottom-up work as we move forward. I can tell there was not much activity going on during the holiday season, the New Year break, but hopefully we'll pick up the momentum and move forward. I'd say that's what I can see so far. The details will come in the documents, as you see, and hopefully we'll delve into more aspects of it as we tackle the different subject matters. So I'll leave it back again to throw the ball to your, to you, Bahir, and take it from there.
Okay, thank you, Waleed. This is Behr again. For the next 6 months, we will continue to do some of the business as usual activities in terms of engagement, outreach, and capacity development activities. But there are three key areas where we are focusing a bit more, and I want to give you some update and also heads up on what we've been doing in these areas. One area is to improve our current programs. For example, we have programs like the Middle East DNS Forum, like the Middle East and Adjoining Countries School on Internet Governance. These are programs that have been running for the past 4 years. And based on you know, feedback from some of you, and based on many conversations that we've been having with many of you over the past maybe year or so, we felt that it's about time to take a step back and evaluate what we've been doing in these programs, and more importantly, think more about what we can do to improve those programs. So, for example, with the school and internet governance programs, and as we announced a while ago that the Arab Internet Arab World Internet Institute has joined the the organizers or the partners of this this program to help with carrying out some of the logistical work in relation to the program and some of the communication work as well in relation to the website content, digital content, and so forth. Another partner who has come on board recently was the Internet Governance Project, IGP. This is a project led by Milton Miller. Many of you know Milton, and also one of the working group members, Fazana, is part of this project as well. And actually, Fazana was the sort of link between ICANN and IGP to bring IGP on board. The contribution of IGP will be related to the syllabus, to the content, how to better design the program and how to make it cope with the developments that take place in the IG space globally and regionally. So their contribution will mainly be in relation to the content of the program. So we have two new partners in this program, the Arab Internet Institute and IGP, in addition to the existing partners, the Internet Society and RIKE NCC. And as I said, the objective is to further improve the program. The other program is the Middle East DNS Forum. Maybe the dates are not announced yet, but the Middle East DNS Forum this year is going to take place in Ankara, Turkey, during April 25th to 27th. And this will combine both the Middle East and the Turkey DNS Forums in one event. Recently, there was a new program committee. Again, I'm not sure if it was, I think Fahd made the announcement on the mailing list. So basically, there is a program committee of six members, and the term of half of the committee was due. So we had a selection committee from members from this group, and the selection committee vetted the applications, and we had three new members join the program committee, and we hope that with the new blood coming, that we will get new ideas to further improve and strengthen the DNS forum. And of course, not only the program committee, we continue to seek your input and feedback as a strategy working group on how further we can improve those programs. So this is one area we're currently working on and we'll continue to work on as we move forward. The second area is in relation to partnerships. As you know, we've been having partnerships with some stakeholders from academia, from the government. But recently we are considering, and we will continue also to seek more partnerships in, with academia and other stakeholders, but recently we are considering partnerships in one particular area, that is the universal acceptance. Universal acceptance is a topic that I guess all of you are familiar with. And what we aim to do in this particular area in the region, in the Middle East and adjoining countries, is to work with stakeholders from the governments, from the business, from civil society and academia to reach out to the software development community in countries in the Middle East. You know, make sure that they are aware of the universal acceptance issue, and to basically advise them on how they can make their systems, the systems that they develop, universal acceptance ready or UA ready. So we're looking at countries, you know, where there is, you know, software development or software industry established, countries like in North Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, and others like Saudi Arabia, Emirates, like Pakistan, like Turkey. And honestly, we're quite open to work with any partners in any countries. The approach is basically that we identify one key partner in each country, and through this key partner, we can reach out to the right people from the software industry, from, you know, CIOs and CTOs of businesses and of governments, to one, to raise awareness, and two, to also follow up on progress. So we can go and do workshops and raise awareness about the issue, but also we want to follow up and make sure that there is some progress being made. And we actually started this initiative with the DNS Entrepreneurship Center in Egypt just very recently. So they will be the partner in Egypt to help us reach out to the right stakeholders. But as I said, we're looking also at you know, starting of the same initiative in other countries. So if any input on this particular topic, that would be very very helpful. The third and last area is actually to engage with what we call the underserved regions or underserved countries, and this was identified as one of the recommendations in our strategy. And it's one of the, you know, areas we're working on during this semester. Actually, we started working on it also last year, but this semester we've reached out to countries like Afghanistan, like Iraq, like Yemen, Syria. And we, you know, we got positive feedback from Afghanistan and Yemen. And we are, you know, ready to work with stakeholders in both countries. And the approach in those countries will be via webinars on, you know, the various issues related to ICANN. But we're also trying to identify some individuals in those countries. And through those individuals, we can meet them face to face, maybe at an ICANN meeting or an ICANN related event. Given that, you know, due to current circumstances, we as ICANN staff might not be able to travel to those countries. So we will try to meet those individuals elsewhere and engage with them face to face, do some coaching and mentoring, so that when they go back to their countries, they can do more engagement on the ground, again, with our help in terms of coaching, in terms of making materials available using platforms like ICANN Learn, which has recently been totally revamped. So this is the approach we're taking in this area. So these are the three areas we are going to focus on for this semester, besides the business as usual kind of activities, as I said in the beginning. Happy to answer any questions if time allows, and also to discuss it further with you over email and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beher. Quite a broad and a positive outlook. Have there been any, let's say, final remarks or say agreements on the takeover of the DNS Forum and the School of Internet Governance by, let's say, other partners, or is it still being discussed?
Well, so basically, we had a couple of over the past maybe couple of months, we had a couple of meetings with the partners, one at ICANN 60, and then another meeting at the IGF in Geneva last month. And the agreement is that we have a steering group or a steering committee, and this is a group of the partners. We identified the roles and responsibilities for each partner, and in some aspects, the decision will be a collective decision taken by the entire steering committee. So it's like an evolution of the program to include and to involve more partners with clear roles and responsibilities. Again, our goal as ICANN is that over time that we see partners, particularly those from the region, assuming more responsibility and more active role, while others like ICANN and ISOC, we can take a sort of back seat. We'll continue to support the program, but we're sort of keen to see more, particularly local groups and local partners to take more active role. And we're very happy with the partnership with both the Arab Internet Institute, which is a regional organization, and also the IGP, which is quite a successful global internet governance program that brings such a diverse expertise in this area. So this is where we are right now, and we'll continue to look for more improvements as we go forward.
Thank you very much. I can see in the chat there was a question by Zaka regarding the PCs for the forum, I think. Perhaps, is Fahd available to respond to that question, or?
Yeah, I think it is.
Or maybe I... Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Fahd.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Good morning. Just Fahd for the record. So, yes, actually, there are three new members at the moment. We received confirmations from both of them to join the PC. Of course, we are awaiting a third person. So, and of course, it's not. There's no harm in mentioning the three new members. So the three new members are Wafa Dahmani from Tunisia, Rafiq Dammak from Tunisia, and Nadir Al-Abs from Palestine. Of course, we are yet to receive a final confirmation from Nadira. And of course, these three new members will be joining the three current members who are still serving on the program committee, and that is Ahmed Bakht from Pakistan, Wael Nasser from Bahrain, and Bashar Abdul Hadi from Kuwait. Of course, we will be doing this exercise once again next year, or maybe end of this year, where the three members that I just, the current three members who are still serving on the PC will have to retire, and we will have to select three new members.
Thank you. I hope that satisfies Zachary's question, and glad to see there's more gender diversity, as you can say, from the region. Fantastic. So I think we can move on forward. I'm unless there are more questions. The next agenda item is the Middle East states at 61. I was at the, as many of you were, at the first one that we had in Abu Dhabi, and I think that it was quite positive and led to several, say, suggesting that this continue as a tradition. However, I mentioned in the mailing list that while I support it and many support it, we need to ensure that there's not too much stress and pressure on individuals, but rather that it's a joint effort so that it becomes not like a burden, but rather a shared responsibility. I believe that we have Tijani, and thank you for offering to give insights into this. So I'll give you the floor to talk about what you have in mind for 61, if you may.
Thank you very much, Waleed, and good morning, everyone. First of all, I apologize to be a little bit late. I was on the road, and this is why I was late. As for the Middle East, I do believe that we should make it as a standing activity in all ICANN meetings. And the reason for that is that we had an experience in Abu Dhabi, and the result of this experience is wonderful. You know that now we are discussing how to include the public comment in the recommendation of the jurisdiction work subgroup. And one of the commenters was the Middle East space. And for each part of the report, we have the point of view of the Middle East space, and it is taken into account. And I think this is one of the most important think that our region can do, impact the decision concerning internet. And this is one of the ways we can do it. Also, it was before there was only one space acting like that, which is the African space. And the African space have commented on all the phases of the transition, of the whole transition process and the whole accountability process. And it was very good perceived by the board first, since we sent it to the board. And second, it was good, very good perceived by the working group, by the CCWG and by the CWG. And I think this is the only way the community can express their point of view, their opinion, and this policy issues. We are not talking about process, procedure, etc. We are talking about substance. We are trying to be present in ICANN as efficiently as possible. And I think this is the best way to do so. As for the next meeting, I will not propose topics, but we will make a call for topics, of course. But the most important thing is not to propose topics that are not discussed in ICANN now. We should and we need to give our point of view in issues that are discussed now so that they will be taken into account when the decision will be made. I had the experience in the African space that people always propose cyber security, etc. This is not something that we will have any impact on the decision made now. Now we have to discuss subjects that are actual in ICANN, that are not broad subjects or subjects that are not, if you want, under discussion now in ICANN. I will stop here, Waleed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It looks like you're implying you are willing to take over this again. while I really appreciate this, I don't want it to be like too much of a hassle for you. Since I am personally not attending, I can contribute at least within a diverse space and through the mailing list. But whoever is attending may want to partner with you and look into ways in which you can manage to hold it successfully, pull it off successfully. It's not an easy feat. You need to confirm the speakers. You need to bring in new people to the room. You have to, of course, suggest the ideas and then ensure that the most, let's say, approved idea is the one brought forward, revise the document. So it's a lot of work. And so I'm like to first thank you and encourage other members to participate in supporting Tijani in this effort, and I personally will support as much as I can. And so,
if I may add one, I didn't participate a lot in this group, in the Middle East strategy group, because I am too busy. But this kind of thing I can do, I can contribute. And I think it is perhaps the only space where I contributed meaningfully. So I am ready to continue if you want, but I am ready also to coach anyone who wants to continue in my place. Thank you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. This in itself is a very big contribution to the group and to the work of the Middle East, and that's what matters. So with that, I believe we already have the initiator of this who will continue on, and whoever is willing to support firsthand, logistically, as well as administratively, is they welcome to offer a helping hand. Okay, so I see that there's a question in the chat box, saying that what is the impact of our previous statements on ICANN board? Would you like to take that more explicitly, Tijani?
Yes, please. Yes, of course. The impact is very important. First of all, the board answered our submission, and they said that it is all in the official correspondence of the board, and also they said that this should be brought to the public comment also, since it is an important point of view. And we also sent it to the subgroup, and we contributed in the public comment by this statement, and now this statement is part of the public comment, and it is taken into account. I am part of the jurisdictional subgroup, and I am also co-chair of the CWG, the whole CWG accountability. So we are now integrating the comments inside the recommendations, and the Middle East statement is taken into account in this operation. So I think the impact is more than significant. And Walid, if I may, since I have the floor, if we decide to continue for the next meeting, we have now to ask Farhan, Daher, please, to try to find a slot that will not be in conflict with the other main meetings, so that our community will attend it. And this could be done by the coordination with the other policy staff in the other communities. I hope this will be done so that we will have a successful session like the one had in Abu Dhabi. And I will send, if we decide today that we will continue, I will send very soon a call for topics so that we begin the process now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I believe Fahd is raising his hand to intervene. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Walid. This is Fahd for the record. So for ICANN 61, we did make a submission for a slot. Of course, the slot that we requested is Monday, 12th of March, between 3:15 p.m. 4:45 p.m. Of course, San Juan time. Of course, this is not confirmed. I think the one thing that we can say is confirmed is that there will be a Middle East space at ICANN 61, but we will confirm the date and time once it's finalized.
Excellent. This is good news. So, again, thank you, Tijani, and everyone who is supporting this. Unless we have other questions or thoughts, I don't see any. We may want to... Okay, so there's one more thought by Shukri, who's saying that he suggests that meeting we may follow the statement. I was not so clear in understanding this. Do you have to take the floor, Shukri, to explain what you mean, or? Okay. In any case, we can still continue on. We have time. We'll also have time for any other business later on. The next point is somewhat related.
Sorry, this is Daher.
Go ahead.
Just very quickly, in terms of next steps regarding the Middle East space, So just you know, just to, I want to be clear. Are we going to have a small group working on this? Are we going to have a discussion on the strategy working group mailing list regarding topics, etc.? I just want to be clear on this. If Tijani can advise.
Yes, I believe that this is the same procedure we had last time, that we have Tijani leading the effort and he will be proposing topics. And then from there, there will be those who are going to attend. They can coordinate directly with Tijani. And those who are not attending will contribute through the mailing list with their thoughts and ideas and supporting this initiative. So I'd say similar to what last time. Yes?
If I may, Bahar, it will be, first of all, there will be a call for topics, and we will receive topics. And when we have the topics, we will see which one has the more popularity, if you want. And we will try to find the best one, the one who is currently discussed in ICANN, and the one who have more traction among people who propose the topics. So when the topic is chosen, generally the one who proposed the topic will be the pen holder. And at this time, we will constitute a drafting team led by the pen holder. And we will try to write a statement by the drafting team, a proposal statement. And this proposal will be circulated on the list so that people give their feedback. And then it will be updated according to the comments we received. And then we are almost ready for the meeting. And then in the meeting, the statement will be printed, distributed, and it will be discussed by the attendants. And it will be, at the end, updated according to the comments done face-to-face in the meeting. This is the process.
So if I can summarize, it will start with the topics, and then once the topics are out, the one that gets the highest support from members will be chosen, and the person who has proposed this topic will then be the pen leader, who will be the one who will the initiative in developing it into the program itself, and then work with you and whoever is attending to work on the administrative and logistical work, finding the speakers, finding the identifying a schedule and consulting members on that, just like we did last time.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. So since this is the clear, and this will also we can discuss more on the mailing list, we can move to the last item before the other any other business, which is basically connected to this, member engagement. And this means that we need to have more activity as we move forward, since the Middle East space is not purely, let's say, a single activity. It's just an accumulation of work that we do. It reflects on that engaged, increasing engagement by members. So I felt that this might be a good opportunity to raise any, let's say, concerns or ideas, suggestions on how to get members more engaged, more active. I personally think that since we had the Middle East host the last ICANN, this was a very good boost of a momentum. So we have now more people talking about the Middle East in ICANN. So we need to seize this. But it's not purely an ICANN staff activity. It's a lot to do with the community itself and how they can help and support. So I'm putting this idea out there for you to discuss. If we'd like to mention, what thoughts do you have in mind for increasing engagement of members? What is it that you think we can do? What problems or obstacles may be facing? Any thoughts on this? The floor is open to whoever would like to contribute. Maybe I put Zakir on the spot, since he is one of the most active members. I mean, Zakir, do you have ideas on this? You, along with Michael, worked on membership and engagement in the last ICANN. Maybe you can follow through with some ideas right away. Michael, you're also welcome to contribute. So Don't be shy, folks. The floor is open.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Yeah, great. So I'll take the first shot. Unfortunately, while I don't have any specific recommendations, I'll say that, for instance, I've noticed that I don't know how many people have gone over the performance review, for instance. I mean, so if we think back to Abu Dhabi, I mean, our suggestions were two-pronged. One was about intra-member engagement, basically the people that are already part of the IMEAC SWG, and then the people that aren't part of the IMEAC SWG and could be. I don't know. It feels like just in general, there's been after the IGF and after the holidays, there's been a lot of kind of a post-holiday slump that's kind of extending. I don't know if anybody else feels that. But unfortunately, I don't have any, direct points. And frankly, I think engagement's going to be even trickier given the budgetary constraints over the next, few years. Having said that, I think again, my idea for engagement has always been keep it as local as possible, because if the more local engagement is, the easier it is to get people to commit to things, or to, I guess, in my experience anyway, it's a lot easier to kind of convince them that it's worth doing. So whether that's trying to organize more local events like roundtables or and by the way, I say this, I know that Bahad and Fahad are doing a great job. So, I mean, forgive me if some of these suggestions are maybe a bit repetitive, but I don't have anything new and innovative, unfortunately. But I think trying to focus as much as we can on our individual countries, that's probably that could be a good way going forward. You know, that's also the most kind of the least resource intensive.
Yeah, since you mentioned local work, I'd like to drive the attention to the recent news of the ALS from Yemen that's joined. And so that's an example of how we can motivate local engagement, is that we give them some affiliation to ICANN to bring this up with local partners to discuss ICANN, the DNS related issues, and then from there have the bottom up approach working. I can also see that Zakir has mentioned in the thoughts that having webinars and calls to explain the strategy and its activities to new members might be an idea. The only thing is that since they are already members in the group, some of them are new, some of them are veteran. So those who are already familiar with the space can inform through the webinar the new ones that have joined. And this is, I think, a very good idea. Whoever is going to, perhaps Zakir, since you proposed this with Michael and Shukri, I would say put it into practice and have maybe the first webinar for last, let's say, 20 new members that join, and see to it that you can have this experimentally done. And so why not? And we have Tijani raising his hand, so please go ahead, Tijani.
Thank you, Waleed. Tijani speaking. I think that the best way to be active or to be efficient on this group is to be always, ready for anything which is happening in ICANN, to have our point of view expressed. For example, lately, the CEO have proposed four models for compliance of the who is the RDS with the GDPR. And he asked for comment, he asked for point of view of the community. I think that as a community, the Middle East community should be present there. And I think it was a good thing that we asked everyone on our community to comment or to and perhaps even constitute a small drafting team to draft a position, to propose a position that the whole list will agree on, and that will be submitted in the name of the Middle East group. So I think this is the kind of thing that that makes our community really active and really efficient. Because to be active without efficiency is not the, the aim in my point of view. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is all very useful for the engagement to be meaningful. Not only engage for the sake of engagement, but engage for changing or improving the way ICANN works. Let's see if we have other comments here. There is a comment by Shukri. He's just sending the audience of the webinar to all Middle East working group community. So that includes fellows, next gen. So that means that there will be focus on the ICANN affiliated members at large, regardless of whether they are new or not. That's very good. So it can be an open webinar. So I think we can have this done after the call, and they can work on that. And I had an opinion, some discussions with the Yemen ALS. For example, they would like to have new initiatives taking place there, and all they need is more support from ICANN. So I thought the ALS was one of the strategy points that we reflected on in the document, and I recall it very clearly that supporting ALS in the region is done. So I wish to thank Bahar and Fahd for engaging with the new ALS and offering support in any way they can. That being said, I think there's not much that I can add to this, just that I felt we need to put this forward because we have great potential growth, great momentum behind us. The wind is behind us now that we have the Middle East host last ICANN, and we need to push forward. So we have another 10 minutes. We're a bit late, but now is the time for any other business. If anyone has something to bring, it's an open discussion. Anything to propose or add? Yes, Nadira, please go ahead.
Yeah, I've been connecting and disconnecting from the room, so maybe I missed the discussion is about our the Middle Eastern space comment on, or not necessarily the space, the community comment on the budget, ICANN budget. I'm not also, there's a question, I didn't look into the ICANN proposed budget for the following year, but I'm not sure, maybe Bahar mentioned if there's a cut in their office as well, because that affects their work as too. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Bahar, we'd like to take that.
Sure. Hi, Nadira. No, I don't think I mentioned anything about budget. However, there is indeed a budget cut for the coming fiscal year. I think you've all seen the announcement and the call for comments on the FY19 operating plan and budget. To what extent this will have an impact on our region, this is yet to be seen. I mean, the message we had internally, and it was very clear to all the teams across the regions, is that our core functions will not be impacted. So all the work we do that relate directly to our core function as ICANN in relation to names and numbers, that will not be impacted. There will probably be some cuts and some less essential areas, but I don't think that will have any significant impact on our region strategy or regional work.
Thank you, Bahar. I hope that answers the question. But of course, we had hoped that there will be more, not less, funding for the region at large. Tijani?
Thank you very much, Waleed. Tijani speaking. Yes, I am aware of this cut, and we have now the draft budget put for the public comment. We have to read it and we have to comment on saying that, and it is for the public comment, saying that the community activities should not be the part that should be removed from the budget. If the budget should be reduced, it can be reduced elsewhere, but not from the community side, from the community activity side.
Yes, indeed. So can that be one of the topics of the Middle East space?
It can. We will ask for topics, and it may be one of the topics proposed. There is other very important topics. When you see what is happening now regarding the data protection, I think that we have really an interest to express our point of view in this on this topic too. So we will see what our community will propose.
Okay, it is a democratic process. I'm not imposing anything. Take it with a grain of salt. So yes, there's a comment saying that there will be a deduction of, let's say, a cut of 50% for the fellowship program and 25% for NextGen, which is the highest cut seen. And so yes, there will, the comment on the budget will be late. I mean, there needs to be comments earlier. So it means that the time frame is not permissive, apparently. So yes, I encourage everyone to look into the budget and contribute with their comments before the deadline. I don't see anything to add to this point. Any other business points that you'd like to raise? Nadira, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Bahar. Sorry, Walid. Can't we also have a comment from the working group on the budget? Because that affects the activities of the strategy for the community. Maybe working on that or forming a subgroup to draft a comment. That will be because by the time waiting for ICANN, I think the deadline it will be March 5th, and that will be too late then to draft any comment during the ICANN 61 meeting. So what about forming a small committee to draft the comments now?
Yeah, I think it's a bottom-up approach to this. So yes, if there is a need for that, why not? You can form a subcommittee. You can take the lead on this, and we can then put this into perspective and the comments as usual. We can't do this always. Thank you for taking on this this particular task.
No, excuse me, Walid, I'm so busy now, but I can help. I'm ready to help, but I'm overworked a little bit these days. And you could see that I couldn't still follow up with Fahed's confirmation yet.
Okay, I'm sorry to put you on the spot. But whoever is strongly believing in this, he or she can take it forward and put it into perspective through the mailing list. And then we can formulate a way to present the comments. I think this is allowable and permissible through the traditions of working groups. Right, Daher?
I'm sorry, Ali, can you repeat the question?
Yes, I think this is one way in which we can comment.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if the working group, wants to submit or make a contribution or submission on this issue, yeah, of course they can do so.
Okay, very good. All right, so I think we are almost out of time. If there are no more thoughts or questions or suggested topics, then would like to conclude by thanking everyone here and for attending. I can tell the timing was not perfect for everyone because various time zones. I particularly like to thank those who attended despite the different time zones. I can tell there was at least one from the United States. But then, of course, we are willing to continue the conversations on the mailing list. Please continue your engagement. Thank you, Bahar and Fahd, for the usual work on ICANN, and looking forward to seeing you at the next call. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.